All right, everyone, welcome for the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott and Tom.
What's up?
Nomad again.
Screw that guy.
Hey, the most important
people
time in sports, and he's like, "Yeah, guys, I got
this thing.
I'm bailing."
Yeah. I at least was decent enough to lead during the dog days of, you know, baseball.
It's still not an excuse.
You act like that makes us happy.
Yeah.
I thought me being gone made you guys happy.
No, not really, because at the end of the day, you're probably the most entertaining of the four of us.
So I am the comic relief.
I didn't say that, but...
That's not what I was going to label
say that.
I was going to say the... one of these things is not like the other. Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
It was a Sesame Street song or something, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was, but I'm not sure I'm completely following. I'm feeling a little offended here.
Good.
That's probably good.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's for
good,
the
you got the point then. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Anyway.
Anywho. You know, that's not what we're here for.
What are we here for?
I don't know. You guys told me.
NFL!
Oh, yeah.
NFL. Starts day after tomorrow. Yep. Woot, woot.
Huh. Something like that, right?
Interesting.
My favorite time of the year.
Chiefs are, kicking off.
Not my
Thursday
wife's
night.
Favorite time, but
yeah.
Detroit.
Posting a second banner, or a third banner, but a second in 4 years. So, yeah.
You going?
No, I am not.
I'm not either.
No?
No.
No.
I do need a place to watch the game, though.
Okay. Let's see. I might be busy that night.
I figured. I mean, it only worked for the entire playoff run.
Well, I've got a stud finder in the garage.
Go ahead and,
So I'll make sure I find those. Check them for you.
Make sure the batteries are charged up.
Make sure you don't break your hand. Or maybe I will make sure you break your hand.
You're fucking hilarious.
I'm glad somebody thinks we're funny.
You're freaking hilarious.
Well, fuck.
Jack Wagon.
If Tom's coming over, you might as well come over then too, Roger.
Yeah. I mean, we'll try. We'll see. I don't know what I got going on besides watching the game.
What could you possibly have fucking going on besides watching the game?
I don't know. You never know. I'm a man of mystery.
All right. We're off to rip-roaring start here.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Let's just jump to predictions.
Tom's like, I'm done talking about this.
Holy shit.
Good.
Hey, guess what we'll get to do? You know, this will be a first for us, though.
What's that?
On this podcast. Matt? Yeah, but say, yeah.
To
what,
clog up
whatever.
Your toilet?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, at least you know you won't have to go to IV.
We will all be drafting.
At the same time?
At the same time as our podcast.
Yes, we will. We will be drafting. Well, I might not get to draft while we're still recording since I'm last.
Well, we don't have 2 hour breaks in between. Oh, so you should be okay.
Yeah. It's only a minute at a time. So, yeah, I guess I will.
Don't worry.
I got to be ready to go back and back here because.
Hey, that's good. You can kind of plan out your picture.
I talked to your wife. She said you're used to it, so.
Going back to back?
No, just a minute.
I was going to say, I can go back to back, yeah. I mean,
No,
that's
she never
not
said
what
that.
Yeah. Let's be honest here.
No, but your mom did. So.
There it is.
All righty.
Smash it out of the park.
Yeah.
Yep.
Going right after it.
Oof.
Well, yep. Travis Kelce is out, 3-6 weeks?
Shut up, Scott.
Something like that. I don't know.
I'm going to call it now. He plays Thursday.
Okay.
He plays Thursday?
Yeah. And then blows out his knee and is out for the rest of the year. The Chiefs are due for a season like that, you know?
We knew it was going to come.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We've had a
I
lot of
I think that's
luck
my question when they were talking about all this. It's like, is this that year?
Is this the beginning of the end of Travis?
Well, not that. I don't think
that's that. Oh, no. I'll go with that.
It could. He's 33. It could be.
For me, is it? Is he, not the beginning of the end, but like, is there going to be this rash of injuries and we're just going to have a bad season? And then
it could happen. I mean,
next year, it'll all go back on the tracks.
Patriots didn't win every year. I mean, they had years like that, too. Mm-hmm. So, it could it happen? Yeah, it could happen.
Although their worst year with injury was with Tom Brady, and they still went, what, 10-6?
Yeah, and made the playoffs.
They did not make the playoffs.
They missed the playoffs. 10-6.
Oh, no, 11-5. They went 11-5.
They went 11-5, and they missed the playoffs.
Did not make the playoffs.
Was that the Damon Heward year before the Chiefs picked him up?
What? Matt Castle.
No.
No, he's talking
before
about
before Matt Castle. No, when they.
No, Matt Castle was the quarterback
Matt Castle
for the Patriots.
Yes.
That went 11-5, and that's why we picked him up, is because he took him to an 11-5 year.
Okay.
I really don't know.
No, because we had Damon Heward before we had Matt Castle, and that was. He started the year that Pollard blew out Brady's knee.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs picked him up. So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Possibly.
All right. Yeah.
Just agree with him. It'll work out better.
It goes easier.
Yeah. You are so right. I forgot all about that, Tom.
Golly, you're so smart.
Fuck you guys. I am so fucking done with you all.
You know what's sad about it? Matt's not even here. We're not even making fun of Matt.
I was going to say.
Fun of Matt, but
there for a while, we used to do that shit to Matt.
Yeah.
That's what happens when he's
not
here.
I mean Matt.
We pretty much always do it when you're gone, Tom. So.
Yes, I know.
Sometimes.
Easy target? I don't know.
Are we done?
Maybe. No, I think we're just getting warmed up.
Fish in the barrels.
Towns the fish, people are the barrels.
Something like that.
What?
Tommy Boy. You've seen Tommy Boy, correct? You forgot?
So in Tommy Boy, are you the family in the car that crashes too?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
New guys over the corner puking.
I'm just asking questions. That's
off the rails.
That's
right. I just need clarification. Alright, are the Chiefs going to win Thursday?
Okay, goddamn. Who are they playing first?
Detroit. Which, real quick, trivia.
Oh, trivia time.
Can you guys name the starting quarterbacks for the Detroit Lions? There are 12 of them in the past 20 years.
Oh, good God.
How many can you name?
20 years?
I think it was 20 years.
Well, Stafford.
It had to be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got that one.
Uh-huh.
John Kitna.
Yep. Goff. There's three.
Was Scott Mitchell in the 20-year time frame?
Nope, he was not.
Good grief.
Ooh, then I'm kind of done.
Yeah, me too.
Harrington? Joey Harrington?
Ooh. Carr.
Carr?
Or not Carr. Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, God, what am I
not
thinking?
Not Derek, but...
David. Wasn't there...
You think David Carr?
What? Nope.
No?
Jeff George?
Fitzmagic?
Yeah, exactly. He played for every team.
Vinny Testaverde. I'm just thinking of guys who played everywhere. Dave Craig.
Good grief.
Hoyer?
I don't think so. I don't remember him getting brought up.
Brady Quinn?
No. So you guys are at three, right?
three or four, something like that.
Yeah. I think we're at three.
That's about... I mean, it was funny because on the radio, that's all about all I could read or list off. And that's all both of the guys could list off too, which I found hilarious. The other ones were Drew Stanton.
Yeah.
Slow, right? John Slow? I don't remember his name. It's Slow. S-L-O-U-G-H.
Blau. David Blau.
David Blau.
Yep.
And then Jeff Driscoll.
Yep.
Jake Locker?
No.
Sean Hill.
Sean Hill.
Started he was there?
10 games in 2010.
No shit.
Drew Stanton.
Stanton, yeah.
Dante Culpepper started 5 games in 2009 for them.
Really?
That was the one I was like, dude, what?
I did not remember him being.
Yeah, I was like,
Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, yeah, Dan Orlovsky. In 08.
That would be when he
walked
out of the end zone.
Yep. Mm. The touchback.
Joey Harrington. Wow, we're getting outside.
Yeah, you guys got 4 because you had Harrington. Mm-hmm. I forgot about him.
I only remember Joey Harrington because I thought he was going to be the greatest quarterback that ever played the game of football. And
he was not.
It didn't work out.
He was
one of the
not.
Biggest busts. That's,
yeah, it didn't work out.
It didn't work
out. That's all I can say.
What about Charlie Batch era?
Yeah, well, it's... That's a good question. It's
interesting, huh?
But the reason why it throws you off is because Matthew Stafford was there for...
Oh, he's been there.
What, 12 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets traded away and wins a Super Bowl.
Well, and they're probably going to have Goff for another...
Maybe a year or two. I don't know.
We'll see, but he's under contract for... I mean,
but if you go past Matthew Stafford, that's where it's like one a week.
Yeah. Well, and Driscoll and Blau and Stanton were all backups.
Yep.
When Stafford got hurt. That's the only reason they started. Or Blow, I guess. Or
Blau,
whatever the hell his name is. Who cares?
I don't know. He's a gym coach somewhere, I'm sure. But.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's...
Like Jim Cotta?
Don't really give a shit.
Or he's doing real estate or something like that. Yeah.
Samurai Cop.
What?
Captain Random? What was that?
Samurai Cop. Was he in that movie?
Don't know.
Never mind. Shut up. Okay. Anyway.
Anywho.
I think his Alzheimer's is kicking in.
Something like that. But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting because they're bringing up different things about Detroit since we're playing Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That's... Because you're right. After Stafford, people are like, I got Stafford and Goff and Kitna.
Yeah, that was.
I was like, what?
That was pretty much what I got. Yeah,
I go Scott Mitchell.
Yeah, well, one guy said
now you have to go back like 35 years for that.
Well, they each had 3, and it was Goff and Stafford, and then one guy said Kitna, and the other guy said Orlovsky, and then that it was like that was it.
I saw something on the internet the other day, and this is off of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
but who is the one team that has gone the longest without winning their division? Ooh. And what year was that?
Mm.
Detroit?
No, that's why I said it's off of Detroit. It doesn't count. I mean, it's not Detroit. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I don't know what that year was, but it was probably pretty fucking close to this one. I can say that.
Well, because since Aaron Rodgers has been there, it's been his division mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jets? No. Well, yeah. Because 09, 08, whatever that was.
I'll give you guys a hint. 1989.
Was the last time they won?
This particular team.
Ugh.
Browns? Hey.
Cleveland.
Oh my gosh. Wow. They have been abysmal for a long time, haven't they?
Not since I was 13. Holy shit.
Now, they've been to the playoffs.
Yes.
But they did not win the division.
No. Because the year the Chiefs played them in the playoffs, Baltimore won that division.
Yep.
Yep.
And then promptly lost.
Yeah.
And, which and was you know what makes that even worse?
They've had in a decade, though, too.
What makes that worse is, was that the old Cleveland Browns?
Yes, that was. That would have been
prior to Baltimore?
That would have been pre-move.
Yeah.
89 would have been, because I think that was, what, 91 or something like that they moved?
Good grief. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. Moving on.
Something like that, you know? Hey. Yeah. So.
No, it was 96. 96 is when the Ravens started.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Are you worried? Oh, the injuries.
Define.
Chris Jones.
Define worried.
Is the Chiefs concern coming up?
A little bit, yeah.
You're starting to.
A little bit. Just because I feel like we're due for a season like that, because we've lived pretty clean for the last few years. So the law of averages and all that, and just a little concerned. The Chris Jones thing, I'm just fucking sick of. He posts, you know, I'm more motivated than ever. Motivated.
I have
to
a
what?
Theory on that, but we'll talk about it.
Motivated later. To what? Kill your
what?
Reputation?
I mean, you can go ahead. This is what we're talking about now, Chiefs, and
I'm just kind of tired of that. But yeah, I have some concern coming into this year. But I also think as long as we have Mahomes, we're still the favorite to win the West.
For me, that's what it is. Mahomes, coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. As long as we have Mahomes mm-hmm. and Reed, we're still the favorites to win the West, and we're still a Super Bowl contender.
And I think Spags has shown enough that he can be a very good defensive coordinator.
I think we're, even without Chris Jones, I think we're still a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
All right, we were a Super Bowl contender with Bob Sutton running this fucking defense. Overtime in the AFC Championship game with that moron. So. Yeah.
And Spags is twice as good as him.
yeah, if not more. Yes.
If there is a downfall to Spagnuolo,
it's the beginning of the season.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, is they get out to a slow start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we know that's going to happen.
But most of the defense is coming back this year, except for a couple guys, obviously. But we do kind of have still some of the same guys and everything. So, I mean, it helps.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, define worried.
All right, scale 1 to 10. On the spot.
4.5.
Okay.
On the worry scale, our confidence. Worry, 4.5. Yeah, it's still not very high. And, I mean, honestly, I'm still coming in with this approach. I feel differently about this season than I have any other season in my life. Because winning the first Super Bowl, I wanted that second. And then when we lost that second, I just wanted to show it wasn't a fluke.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting here going, somebody from Cincinnati wants to say something. It's tap, tap, bitch. We got 2 rings, you know, in the last 4 years. I've seen it, you know. And so nobody can tell me shit until after the Super Bowl, because we're champs. So I've got that mindset as well.
Okay.
I would say.
Surprisingly reasonable from me, isn't it?
It is. You know why it's reasonable? Because of what you just said. You got a couple rings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any rings and see how reasonable you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
fire
it's like
every motherfucker.
My favorite troll for all the Cincy fans, all the Bills fans, is their 0 rings jerseys, because they ain't won shit. Nobody's scared of an empty trophy case.
True that.
So.
I would say, and my.
Our draft is live.
Here it is.
Who's picking first?
Looks like Clyburn.
Mm.
Boomer.
Boomer's up.
She's auto picking.
Because she hasn't logged in yet.
Which means she just got Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not a bad pick.
Nope. Nope. But
all right.
But yeah.
My scale of worry for week one anyway is fairly low because of who we're playing.
I think this is a playoff team. I think Detroit's a playoff team this year.
But it is still the Lions.
Yeah, and it's in Arrowhead.
I feel for the Lions in the same way that I'm a Saints fan. I see the Saints do Saints shit. I can see the Lions do Lions shit. Kind of like
seeing the Chiefs do Chiefs shits for years. So.
Yeah. I can see the Lions do Lions shit out of the gate.
I would agree with that. I could see that.
Not saying that they're going to lose or lose badly, but it's could be one of those deals where they come down to the last play of the game and they fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
They scare the shit out of Chiefs fans, but they don't get it done. That's my thought process on this.
Okay.
And my theory on Chris Jones, real quick, is he's going to wait till week 8. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be all good. He's going to come in and go.
Yeah, week 8. If he waits till week 8, then I'm fine
with him. Hey!
I'm fine with him leaving.
You're up.
Oh.
Damn it.
God damn. Scott is.
Yeah, I know. But the player I wanted is gone.
I know. You're mine up. Too.
I don't know who I want.
Brian Robinson.
No. Hard pass. I'm not.
Gosh, where's Daniel Jones?
Hey, where is Daniel Jones?
Well, go to position.
I already said it for fantasy this year. Damn it. I mean, wide receiver, man. It's
so what? So one of the guys in my other draft.
Tough year.
In my other draft,
and that was the one I wanted.
Has Daniel Jones and Russell Wilson. That's his two quarterbacks. Oh, I'm like, fuck. Are you intentionally getting the two worst freaking quarterbacks in the NFL? Yeah,
I would say.
What are you doing?
Derek Carr or Jimmy G. At least you know he consistently will get you.
Something.
20, 19. You know, I don't know how you guys are scoring is in that league, but. Mostly in Yahoo, though, he's like the most consistent 20-point guy. He ain't ever going to do 30, but he ain't going to be as bad as Russell Wilson or Daniel Jones at time.
Shit.
Well, and it'd be fine if you had Daniel Jones, because his highs can be really high, and then you had a guy like Jimmy G or Derek Carr.
Yeah. Where
you're consistent. You got a good pair there, but not both.
All right, I got my back-to-back.
Man. You got that out of the way?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Took you long enough.
Yeah. Shut up. Because, yeah, you're on the clock there, producer man.
I know, I got it. Calm your ass down over there, all right?
Man, Matt's... I'm not sure Matt's going to be real happy, but... Well, I guess if Trav is okay... Then...
He could be all right. I wouldn't worry about it too bad.
Who just texted saying they could do Wednesday?
Yeah, guess what? Too late. It's happening. This is the part I hate. I don't pick for 20 picks now. For 18 picks.
That was Rich. He said he could do Wednesday.
He's such an idiot.
He's so dumb.
I can't pick for 18 picks now. Jeez. Okay, this is going to be a really boring episode.
Nah, it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Because once you get through these first, like, 5 rounds, it gets really...
Yes. You're just like, what position do I need? What position do I need? Who's the best one at that position? Click.
It gets pretty boring.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, do you got the Chiefs winning, though, Tom?
Thursday night?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. No. I do.
3 Sundays from now.
No. The division... The AFC, the Super Bowl.
Oh, this week.
Yes.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
No, we're not doing futures.
Right yes, now. I do. Because, one, Reed is one of the best at opening weeks, coming off buys, all that. Mahomes is really good into September and stuff. I think we're going to come out. I think we'll be okay. Even if Trav isn't 100% or doesn't play because of his knee, I still think we'll be okay. I think we'll win.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for the reason I already kind of expressed it already. Yeah. It's like I do think Detroit's going to do Detroit and find a way to lose the game.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if they come in there way too fired up and make some dumb mistakes early and end up in a hole.
Something somebody else had said I heard this on the radio, so I can't take credit. It was like most of Dan Campbell's team started slow off. start the season off slow is what I'm trying to say. And this, you know, this would be a bad time to start slow.
Yes. It would be.
Going against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Not the time to start that. So it could happen.
I would probably agree with that. Because the Chiefs, especially under Mahomes, have not been slow starting teams. They've been kind of fast, actually.
When they get slow, it seems like in the time when you don't want them to be slow.
Yeah, either middle of the season.
They always have that lull around like
November
6, 7.
I've always said we will see what happens this year, but they get a little cocky.
Yeah.
I almost think they get bored.
That could be another. It's either cocky or bored.
It's
and they struggle one way or the other. And so I think week one, I think they handle business.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll kind of move on to predictions a little bit.
All right.
Do you guys have your predictor sheets?
I'm just winging it.
You're winging it?
Mm-hmm. I have mine.
I'm a nerd. I write things down. Oh, I didn't write mine down, but I did kind of pit one. Where do you want to start, Tom, then?
What are you, division winners or championship? Or what are you thinking? What are you intending here?
We could go for division. I could do that. You want to start with division? Or wouldn't do each team by record a little bit too? Or did you do that?
No.
Okay.
The only one I did record on was the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. What do you got their record as?
12-5.
Okay. I think I had them down for 13-4.
So we're in the same ballpark, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
AFC West, obviously.
Yes, AFC West champs, yes. For the umpteenth season in a row.
Okay. Working our way back, AFC West. Or East.
East? I've got Miami, actually.
Okay.
I'm still going to go with Buffalo.
I went with Buffalo. They do have kind of a schedule that kind of favors them a little bit. Because I had them at having about a 13-4 record, too.
Okay.
Crap, I'm on the clock.
I like that division, though. I mean, it'll be a fun one, I think.
Oh, yeah. I have two teams making the playoffs out of there.
Miami and the Jets? Or
Jets and Buffalo.
I thought you said three.
Two teams.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I might have misunderstood.
No, I mean, Miami could, because I have them, their record at 9-8, so it's very possible if they can steal a game or two, it could be three. But as it stands, I got them at, I only got two right now. So, I mean, it'll be interesting is what I'm trying to get at there.
Absolutely.
It'll be probably one of the best divisions, too. As far as watching week to week and stuff. I don't know of any others that are going to be quite that exciting all the time.
Yeah, it should be an interesting division to say the least.
Yeah. You are on the clock.
Yeah, no, it's your turn.
All right.
I'm not super happy with my pick there. But...
AFC North.
Bengals. I'm sorry, as long as Burrow's healthy, it's kind of like the Chiefs in the West. As long as Burrow's healthy, I have a hard time. I think Pittsburgh's going to be solid, but good, but I don't know that they have enough to overtake the Bengals.
You got the Bengals and Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and then the Baltimore. I got the Baltimore as a team that could make the playoffs. I got Pittsburgh at 500 again, and I got the Browns.
See, I actually have Pittsburgh as a wild card team.
As a wild card team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, in my thing, they could. I got them at 9-8. I don't think, depending on who loses. And
that's not a crazy prediction, I don't think, because I think Pickett takes any steps forward, and as long as they got Pickens, I mean, that's a connection. And Najee Harris, I mean, they've got a good coach. I mean, the fact that they got 500 last year, it was insane. So,
yeah. Well, and who is it? The Browns, I got them at 5 wins. I think they're going to be.
No, I don't think the Browns are going to be anything.
Yeah, I agree. There's, yeah.
They're the Browns.
It's atrocious.
And Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to go against.
Kind of probably the same wins. 12, 13, somewhere around there. That range.
Yeah.
12 to 14.
I'll go maybe 11.
11? Okay.
They do. They're another team that does like to step on their own toes sometimes.
Yes, they
and
do.
Just be like, how did you lose that game? But, you know, Buffalo's, every fucking team seems like they.
It's the NFL.
Kansas City's done that. Bills have done it. So, yeah.
Well, we've seen the AFC.
I mean, who did we lose to last year? The Chiefs.
The fucking Colts. The fucking Colts.
Yeah. Yes. Really? Yeah. So.
Well, who lost to Houston last year that made the playoffs? Who was that?
Well, we took overtime for us to beat Houston.
Yeah, somebody lost to them. Was it Jacksonville?
Yes.
I think it was, yes.
Week one.
Yes, it was. It was week one. It was like.
But that's a division of foes, so.
It is, but still it was like. What?
Yeah, because that was when the Chiefs were in that lull because they had that crap game against Denver that the Bolton return was the only reason we won, and then that game against the freaking Texans that was about made you want to vomit. So
yeah. How can I see where my pick, who I picked?
You go to results.
Oh.
And then you click on the...
Got it.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out what I still need here.
Yeah.
All right, AFC South.
Jacksonville.
I got them at 11, maybe.
Yeah.
10. I could.
But
I have them at 11 and 6, but I really think 10 and 7 is probably about where they'll end up.
And I think 10 and 7 is good enough to win that division.
Yeah. Tennessee. And then I got.
No.
Yeah, I got the Colts in Houston being the worst in the AFC, probably.
Probably, yes.
How do I get back to the fucking...
Click on players.
Oh.
Got it.
Good.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be the loneliest fucking division, at least in the AFC.
Yeah. I mean, it's not quite NFC South.
It's two teams in the...
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you're not bragging. Arguing.
No, definitely not bragging.
Well, and we'll, it would come down to how those quarterbacks do.
I mean, honest to God, if Jacksonville was in any other division, I'm not sure they're a playoff team.
Probably not. Well, I don't know. Probably not. They might be able to squeak it out in the north if they could beat out Pittsburgh, but that'd be about it. What about, all right, do we want to switch over to the NFC?
Is that all we got left?
Pretty much we ran through the AFC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really about it. We'll start with the NFC East. That's probably going to be the Philly. Fucking easiest.
Philly. Yeah.
I'll say this much. I watched something on YouTube the other day.
Uh-oh.
That there is no scientific conclusion to this.
Mm-hmm.
However, some guy ran Madden 24 32 times to see who would go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys went more than any other team.
Okay.
They did not win much, but they went more than any other team. Is this the year they finally get their head out of their ass?
Probably not.
Philadelphia.
That was a great conversation.
Yeah, that was
My goodness, this sucks. It's my draft pick now, so this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Just get somebody and fucking move on.
Did you shut up?
The NFC East, it's going to be Philadelphia and then... God, that's gonna
be... Take your pick.
Commanders.
This is where Cowboys. This is where we can have some fun now is the NFC. The AFC is already... Pretty much set. Yeah. There might be one or two teams that will be unexpected.
It's who's going to get that seventh wild card.
Yeah.
Is really what
the NFC, there is...
It's a total crapshoot.
What, there's 16 teams in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Which 16 teams do you think will go?
Yeah.
Outside of Arizona's probably completely and totally out. Outside of that, you gonna be surprised by anybody?
No, not really. No, I wouldn't be because, yeah, it's just a total crapshoot. It's my pick now.
Oof. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, I thought about that one.
Son of a...
But who's throwing it to him?
Actually, I know you say that. But that's why I think Washington... In my thing here, I have them at 4-13 of having a struggling season.
Yeah.
But I think if certain things go their way, I think they could go 500.
Okay.
Because I watched their preseason games... Bienemy has them playing.
Yeah,
and he's
got to
play some
good
football too.
I kind of forgot about him being there. Yeah,
and Sam Howell, as much as he wasn't a great quarterback in college, he's got some. There's something there.
Yeah,
he's got something.
Well, no, and I totally believe that, and I totally believe he's. Basically, you know, auditioning for his job,
mm-hmm.
for his shot as a head coach, because I think Rivera's on borrowed time.
Yeah. But I think I watched that preseason game. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
And
I just didn't take McLaughlin because I already have two wide receivers. And
yeah, he was my third or fourth guy. So, I mean.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't have a tight end yet, so
I don't have a tight end yet. I'm tight ends this year. I am not.
Well, I took a flyer on Waller because him in the new place.
To be honest, it's probably going to be some.
There's the Giants and with Captain Checkdown throwing the ball to him.
Yeah. I'm already going for backups and stuff though. Wide receivers and running backs, because tight ends are going to be – it's going to be a weird year. I think a lot of them are going to get hurt this year.
I think there's a very real possibility of that, because it's the hot thing now.
So. Yeah.
What's the hot thing?
Tight ends.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of injuries at the tight end position.
Agreed.
It already has that feeling that it's going to be a tough year for tight end. And I wouldn't be surprised that if every week somebody you have a new tight end every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as we just saw here,
third string. Well,
four out of the five goddamn guys are already questionable.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm already have this feeling that, and they said once you get past They even said George Kittle is on that kind of that cutoff of being just another guy.
You know?
It really comes down to Andrews and Kelsey, and then that's about it. The rest of them are about the same. So, I mean, it's
No, you're right.
It's just going to be one of those years. So, I don't know how it's all going to pan out. And I don't feel good about any fucking running backs at all. Because half of them don't want to play. The other half would get hurt so often.
Yeah, I mean, get a fucking rookie.
Yeah, you're better off just getting some rookie or something and just seeing what he can do. That's why the hot commodity is going to be its wide receiver. It really is.
Agreed.
So, no, me and Tom, before you left, we were talking about Washington and Bieniemy being up there. And how...
What's going to happen with that?
Mm-hmm. Do they get to second, or do they really fall to last still?
I unfortunately think we're going to see why he's never been a head coach.
Okay. So you think their season's going to be...
Abysmal. Yeah. And one of the reasons why is... I'm sure you've heard what's going on. They're already pissed at him.
Yes.
The players.
At who?
But that's only certain players.
Certain players are pissed. The others are cool with him.
Which, all he should have to do is go in there and go, tap, tap. Y'all ain't winning shit.
My deal is, you're correct. But my problem is, the leaders of the locker room, like Terry McLaurin and some of those guys, came to his...
Defense.
That means more than those fucking second string guys bitching about how much work they got to do. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but
I see what you mean. It still makes ripples in there.
And maybe it's only because he's who he is, and people have put a spotlight on him for being, well, why come he's not a head coach? Why come he's not a head coach? And maybe this is why this is spilling out. Maybe it happens in every single solitary locker room in all of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought it up.
That's true. I will give you that. It's still getting brought up.
Who do I need? Dude, you guys are getting smoked this year.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me.
You just took my pick.
Who?
Oh, not you. I'm sorry. Never mind. Why are we all getting smoked?
Ah, because you guys haven't looked at my fucking...
Oh, I bet.
Shit yet.
Okay. All right. So, we did the East. What about the NFC West?
San Fran.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is it going to be?
Seattle.
Well, Seattle, yeah.
But San Fran.
I got them being a game apart. I got San Fran at 13 wins and Seattle at 12.
Yeah. I mean, can Geno do it again?
I think so.
I don't know. That would be my holdup.
They got him more weapons. That's why I think so.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say it. Well, I'll say it now because I already drafted him. I really like that Jackson Smith and the Njabi guy that they picked in the draft.
Did you draft him on here?
Yes, I did.
All right. Then you put your money where your mouth is. Good job.
I did. I think he could be a big help to DK Metcalf because I think Metcalf kind of had a regression year.
A little bit, yeah.
But having another... big-time wide receiver could really help that. And could really make that offense potent.
Okay. All right.
And they did draft some defensive guys, too, to really help out, too. So.
Yeah, I can't say you're...
But I got... I think San Fran still wins it because that defense is still stellar. But I don't think they run away with it or anything.
Why did I make
it? I think Seattle's like a couple games behind or something.
Yeah, and I think we can all agree that the Cardinals are probably going to be the worst team in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, but I got them winning a game.
They're tanking like few have seen before.
Well, they don't even know when Murray can play.
Are they even concerned with it?
I don't think so.
Why would if you're tanking, why would you play him this year?
I realize but...
Hopefully that he comes out and performs
somewhat
well enough that you can trade him?
Yeah.
Which, that's far-fetched. That's far-fetched. But that's your only shot to
getting
something. Yeah. Because you're going to have the number one pick this year. And you're probably going to pick a quarterback. And
again,
you're going to be paying one guy
a shit ton of money.
Fucking $27 million a year to sit on the bench.
I think it's whatever the fuck it is. They paid him a lot of money to be mediocre.
He's not even mediocre.
Well, true.
He's having troubles even getting on the playing field.
That's true. He can't stay healthy. When he's not hurt. Yeah. Yeah, when he's not hurt, he still can't even play. Yeah. Let's see. What do they... Ugh.
Good grief.
$35 million a year.
$35
million?
To who? To Kyler.
Oh my god. Man, that is a lot of Call of Duty. Good grief.
Yeah.
Next year is a really bad year for him because they owe him $35.9 million and his cap hit is $51.8 million.
Oh Jesus. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, good luck.
That is disgusting.
He could put up Mahomes' numbers, and I still don't think he could trade
him. Oh, that ain't right.
Yeah. Next year, his base salary is $37 million. His cap hit is $51 million.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a lot. Their potential out is not until 2028. Yeah, boy. It's
Zoinks!
It's not good. Damn it, who drafted Dalton Kincaid? Assholes.
Right here, bro.
Tell you what.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Should have got him sooner.
I was going to, but I wanted to make sure my other guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Keep picking. You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Unless they're passed out drunk, then you can.
Then you can. Then it's okay.
Then I will not be getting passed out drunk around you.
Word to the wise.
Why does my nose hurt?
Yeah. At least it's my nose and not my.
Don't ask questions, indeed.
Other nose.
Oh, good grief.
All right, where were we at?
I don't like this picking back-to-back stuff.
All right, NFC North. Who you got?
That's a... Let's see, you've got... Green Bay, you got Chicago, you've got Detroit, you've got
Minnesota.
You got two teams that are like Green Bay. Jordan Love didn't look that bad in preseason, actually. He did okay. Didn't look great, but it was fine. Fuck, I'm picking again. Good grief, y'all.
I'll go...
Because Matt's on auto pick, so it doesn't take any time.
I'll go... There's no reason for it, but I go Detroit.
Well, there's not no reason for it. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I actually have Detroit as a wild card team. I picked Minnesota to win it.
I was going to say, because I think that's who's probably going to win it. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, I'm in the wrong fucking spot. God damn it.
I went with Minnesota.
You went with Minnesota?
Yeah.
I went with Minnesota too. But I had Detroit right behind them.
Yeah, I've got Detroit as a wild card team.
Me too.
So
I think that that division is almost, it's kind of up for grabs, but not really. You just have two teams.
Well, I think every division is really up for grabs when you
talk about the
knock it down to a
couple.
I mean, there's a couple teams that know, but I don't see why Green Bay couldn't.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, technically speaking, I don't even see why the Bears couldn't. I mean,
because their quarterback is garbage.
He is garbage.
I got them winning four games.
He is a running back.
Garbage, but that's, yeah.
He's a running back playing quarterback. I mean,
how much of that can he get away with?
I actually have the Cardinals winning two games and the Bears in second to last, winning four games in that division. I have the Cardinals, or the Carolina, having the same amount of wins as the Bears. But I do think Carolina has a better defense a little bit. I think the Bears' defense isn't really all that. I think it's just okay nowadays.
If my next pick stays where it's at and doesn't get picked, I might have to puke after I do it, but it will be worth it.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to make it? Going to survive?
I think so.
I think so.
But I'm not going to like it. Three picks to go.
Okay. I'm interested.
I hope it happens now because I want to hear this.
Oh, who took Deshaun Watson? God, they suck.
Well, they're in for a happy ending.
Who fucking was it?
It's Rich.
There's not. Is he finally in this thing? Because he's.
Whatever. I don't know.
He must be.
That was funny. They're in for a happy ending. Come on, laugh. Do you not know good humor?
I do, and I just
that wasn't it.
He's like, not today. Ooh. So who'd you pick?
Because the next one up
is Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That's who you were going to puke. You took Dak over Daniel Jones?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that.
And I'll tell you right now, if Daniel Jones was the next one left, I would have gone way the fuck down here. Who is D. Eatling? Oh, he's not even available. I would have picked him. Marcus Mariota.
His hatred for Daniel Jones
is top. It's top notch.
It runs deep.
It can't
deep.
Be, yeah.
It runs deep.
Oh, shit. I just fucked that up. Oh, no, I didn't.
Not yet.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe the Bears are a little bit of a stretch, but
a little bit?
I'll go with Green Bay.
With that division, though.
There we go. I gotta make an annual homer pick, and I just made it. So,
who's the chief?
Sky Moore.
Oh, that's a good one.
At this point, it was my fifth wide receiver.
No, that's a good pick if you're into that kind of thing.
It's a tradition. I have to do a homer pick every year.
If you're into that kind of thing. If that's how you... If that's what you like.
And that's what you... Yeah. You
think that's what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't judge.
Often.
No kink shaming here.
We also don't agree, but you know.
It's the great thing about all this. We don't have to.
Oh, fuck.
Wait,
already?
That would have been your... Oh, wait, that, for a Yay. Backup? You didn't want Daniel Jones for your backup? You'd rather have Dak for your backup? Damn. All right.
Well, why don't you pick up Daniel Jones then, buddy?
I have him in my queue.
Good.
I had him last
good.
Year.
Good.
I had him last year.
How'd that work out for you?
The semifinals?
It didn't.
It didn't. The 1 week I had to start him was the 1 week he went off. Because I had Mahomes the rest of the year.
It didn't. You know.
Wait a minute. I thought I already drafted him.
Who, Daniel Jones?
No.
Oh, is Michael Thomas?
My actually? Homer.
Is Michael
he,
Thomas.
Is he going to play?
I doubt it.
No. We know the answer to that one.
Well, that's why we're going to move on to that division, the NFC South.
Yeah.
How about that?
I've got the Aints winning the South.
Do you really?
Yep.
I think I do too.
No shit.
Yes, I do.
Oh no, I got the Falcons beating you guys out.
Okay.
Falcons? Desmond Ridder?
Yes.
And there's people that are kind of...
Fuck me.
That are kind of on that...
Ooh,
yeah.
With Carolina, actually.
Yeah.
So...
Damn it.
I don't know, maybe that's going to be the toughest division.
I got,
could be the toughest division between the four of them.
Well, let me put it this way. My confidence was very low because I had you guys at 8-9 and the Atlanta at 9-8. So you guys could flip flop and win a game, steal a game
could
here or there.
Could be a fucking losing record situation. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know where to
Why
go
are there
with
people
that
drafting kickers already?
Because they can.
They got to fill a spot. What, are you mad at that?
I just want to shout Lynn back.
Golly.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. So it's perfectly okay.
Okay, good.
funny.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I do need a beer. Anyone
yeah.
else?
Yes.
Yeah. Please.
Right. Yes.
Please. Pretty please.
This roster's making me want a beer.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
We still got to finish this podcast.
Oh, good God.
I know.
All right. So we picked the division winners.
I haven't because I'm still fucking waffling.
On the South?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll give him a minute.
Yeah,
he's got some time.
I ain't mad at that. No.
What are you so down on fucking Desmond Ridder about?
I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
Well, I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from. Known commodity versus unknown, but still.
But I don't know. I don't see a whole lot of reason for optimism in Atlanta. I don't know why. I just don't. Kyle Pitts still disappears in the red zone.
Yeah.
I just... Really? Really, Scott?
Well, if we take? Think it's going to be the weakest division.
Who'd you take?
Took a defense. Guess which one?
Saints. I swap defenses like I do underwear.
Yes.
God, I just... Well, I was...
Fucking, oh, yeah.
I was going to pick up the fucking Philadelphia Phillies or Eagles.
I usually don't carry a second one because I'll just pick somebody else
some
when the bye week comes around.
Some jack-officer fucking took them before me.
Jack-officer?
Yeah.
That's a real word. You should look it up.
You're not educated.
In what?
Geography?
Jack-officer. spit at you.
Who's yelling about what?
Who's what?
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 Who?
Huh?
What?
All right. Have you picked what you're going to do yet?
Who, me?
No.
No.
Scott.
Scott, come on.
Fucking New Orleans.
See, two picks left. This is when you take your kicker and your defense. Your
Why are you yelling at me? That's
Why
all
are you
I
yelling
have.
At me?
That's all I have left is kicker
Same
and
defense.
Same here. Good for you fuckers.
You know who I just picked up?
What?
T. Spears from Tennessee. You know why?
Because he's a fucking running KU back. Backup.
No, he played at Tulane. But who's going to get hurt? Derrick Henry. And T.
You
Spears.
Have said that for five straight years.
Hey, I was right one of those years.
For like 3 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't come back and he didn't do shit now, did he?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Well. Wait a minute. What just happened?
Damn, this draft is going fast.
It is.
This is pretty quick.
I still got a bench player and a kicker.
So, you're taking the Aints? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that who you waffled on?
Yeah. And I won't. Here's a bold prediction. We'll do
bold prediction.
There could be.
That kind of is our last division. So.
There could be two teams with losing records go to the playoffs.
Who would that be?
I'm thinking like whoever wins the South.
Okay.
So New Orleans or NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly whoever wins the North.
I could see that.
NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
Although the AFC... What is that?
North?
North.
Not
that's
North, no. With Jacksonville and all that.
South.
South. I think Jacksonville's good enough, but... Well, that's pretty piss poor of it. If
Jacksonville wasn't in there.
Well, and if Lawrence goes down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, if we're going to put quantifiers.
Whoa! Yeah.
Yeah. If we're putting that, yeah, if Lawrence goes down, whoever wins that division will have a losing record.
Yes, 100%.
Without a doubt. I will, yeah.
So I'm going to say bold prediction. Two teams losing records, playoffs.
For the NFC?
I said the NFC, but it could be just two teams. As long as it's two teams.
You're saying the whole NFL?
Yeah. You got to give me that, although I am narrowing it down to the NFC.
You're
but
saying
if it doesn't
at least
work out that way, give it to me anyway.
Okay.
So fuck off.
No, I'm fine with that. How about this? How about I'll meet you halfway. One of them has to be from the NFC.
Sure. Okay.
There you go. You're saying two teams, one has to be from the NFC.
Yeah.
There you go.
Any bold predictions?
I like it.
Anyone?
I do like
bold
it.
Bold predictions? I don't know how bold it is, but a lot of people are like, well, no.
I don't think I have anything. I think the Chiefs could win the Super Bowl.
No, I don't.
That's my bold prediction.
I wish
I
would have saved it.
I mean...
I think the Bills are going to make the playoffs.
The only thing I have, looking at my playoff teams, is I don't think Dallas makes the playoffs. That's the closest thing I have to a bold prediction.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So
I could jump on board with that.
Could you?
Yeah, because I don't know. That division, I think, is getting a little tougher. And you know what? I'm gonna piggyback off Tom. I say they get last.
You realize you're up, right?
Dallas
is
last in the East. finishes below Washington.
That's bold.
Ooh, there we go. That's bold. That one is bold.
Even below Washington.
I'll give you that one.
Because the rest of it, I could go with that, but not under Washington.
But I'll go under Washington.
You're calling it. I like it.
That's
I could see it being a very big upset year for them.
Which defense do I want?
Ooh, we're getting down to the final, aren't we here?
Yeah, these are my last two picks.
What do I need? I just got one player left. It's just bench.
I gotta remember who everybody plays.
There we go. I got my squad.
Got your squad? Y'all set up? Get it all worked out?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's what she said.
But not you.
And here we go. Right. Here we go. This is me.
You're up now for the final pick.
How come I can't draft those players?
I don't know. I just feel like Dallas just... I don't know. I could just see it being one of those years where they don't do... They just kind of flounder and some of these other teams kind of catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's really it. I don't really have anything as far as like what they'll do or... You know, it's just, I just feel like
holy
they're...
shit, what the fuck just happened?
Kind of one of those teams that could...
Did you take too long?
I picked somebody and said it does not belong to you. And then I don't know who got picked.
Yeah, that's who you got.
Hey.
Yeah, that's who I picked.
Okay, that's who you
got. Why it said it did not belong to me.
Oh. Here we go. Real quick, we'll wrap this up.
I did. Oh no, 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 no! It made me pick. Go ahead.
You trying to pick another bench player when you got too many bench players?
Maybe.
Trying to pick up a wide receiver.
I don't remember picking up this kicker.
Well, you gotta have a kicker.
Maybe that's what I did.
That was like last round. Yeah. That was the 15th round, not the 16th round. Good job, Scott. Good job.
I've been drinking too much.
And it's done.
Here's a prop bet.
All right. Prop bet. Hit me.
To make the playoffs, four teams. Bills, Ravens, Saints, and Giants.
Okay. Yes, I would take that bet.
Plus 800.
Really? I'd take that bet. I think so.
Real quick, before you go further.
I think that happens.
Matt texts our his picks.
Uh-huh.
So I'll run through those.
Oh,
yeah.
We haven't done his.
AFC, and he's got the playoffs.
Yeah.
This that's all he's got. Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Jags, Ravens, Chargers, Jets.
Chargers, okay.
NFC's got Eagles, Niners, Lions, Saints, Cowboys, Vikings, Seahawks.
He's got the Seahawks sneaking in, huh?
Yep.
I've got the Seahawks as a wild card team.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Browns over the Cardinals for the Super Bowl. What?
What? Put your glasses on.
Two teams are already going to make the playoffs.
He's got the Chiefs over the Jags. He's got the Niners over the Eagles. He's got the Chiefs over the Niners. There you go.
Chiefs-Niners.
A game.
I think Eagles win it this year. I think the Chiefs don't make it to the Super Bowl.
I agree. I don't have that either.
We discussed this a few months ago, and you guys said that you did not believe Allen will ever go to a Super Bowl.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Correct.
This could be the year.
Hmm. I think it's San Francisco.
I do think he can do it.
Who do you got out of the AFC, though?
I've got San Francisco over Cincy in the Super Bowl. I think this could be Cincy's year. As much as I would hate it because I can't stand Cincinnati fans, I think Burrow could really have an MVP year, and this could be their year.
See, I think it'll be Cincy and Eagles. Eagles win.
I'd be okay with that too. I can see that, but I just, San Francisco's defense is so good, and if they can just get a quarterback to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Bills over Niners.
Bills over Niners?
Not a chance in hell.
I do not see that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
So, just being just my opinion, but yeah.
I will put it this way for you.
And we all have assholes, too.
Yes, and yours stinks.
I think Jacksonville will go farther than the Bills in the playoffs.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
Ooh.
Why don't you move your fucking happy ass over to Kansas and fucking put some money on it?
That's what I'm doing! I'm not prop there! Well, no, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
I like that prop bet.
Bills, Ravens, Saints, and Giants to make the playoffs.
I like that prop bet.
No.
No?
No.
No?
You know goddamn good and why no.
Because it says
Daniel
Giants.
Jones is going to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
No.
Because he's got Fat Jesus coaching for him.
No. Yes. Well, yeah. But no.
He's got bald Fat Jesus.
You guys are idiots.
It's plus 800. 10 bucks wins you 90 bucks. Well, $80.
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna happen. So don't take my fucking money.
No, I think that happens.
What? Which part?
No, that bet. That prep bet. I think that happens.
No.
Fact, Tom is all
can
over
I
it.
Bet against that bet?
All four
well,
of those.
I mean, by picking other teams, yeah.
Here's my prediction sheet, and all four of those teams that he just said are on there. Take that bet.
There you go. He's got it.
Take it to the bank.
Yeah, you do it too.
You know, I might while I'm at work tomorrow.
Good. And I will bet against your bet.
So what do you like then?
Not that.
Oh, so let me see here. Hang on. I got one for you probably. I bet you.
Over
bet.
Under on games played by
I don't
Michael
like,
Thomas at well, 3.5.
Well, first off, I don't like.
Take it. I bet he likes Bears, Steelers, Saints, and Cowboys to make the playoffs.
What? What's that going off at? Plus 1,200?
1,350.
Far off.
Yeah. When you said that, I was like, fuck, are you looking at this?
No, I wasn't. Oh,
fuck, I'll take that over the fucking Giants and whatever else you said.
Actually, a steal here is plus 650. They got Chargers, Jaguars, Lions, and Jets.
Yeah, that could happen. Except I don't have the Chargers. Because I still think their head coach is a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I mean, they got
Kellen
Moore.
Just to
so.
Go to the playoffs.
Just
not to do anything else. Okay.
Just
I mean,
make the playoffs.
They picked up an actual offense coordinator.
That's why I like this bet. Because it's just to make. And nothing else.
Okay. Yeah. Which
the favorite is at plus 240.
Ooh, that's one I haven't done before. I could get bonus bets, probably.
Mm-hmm. Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, and Cowboys to make the playoffs. Ooh, how much is it for the Cowboys to miss the playoffs?
Ooh. I'm going to have to get on that one tomorrow. Yeah, I might have to lay a couple of preseason bets.
Lay a couple of what?
All right. People are bored of listening to us talk about.
All right. You ready to turn it off? We get all our predictions in?
Yeah. Did we all call Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had Eagles. He had Cincy.
I had San Fran over
San Fran. I'm sorry. But playing Cincy, right?
Yes.
And you had Bills.
Bills.
And Matt had
Chiefs over Niners.
Browns. Chiefs over Niners. Browns and Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's not a chance of fucking hell.
Nah. Well, he's an idiot.
Daniel Jones will win an MVP before that happens.
I wonder what the odds are there. 25 cents.
Yeah. 25 cents gets you a grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good times.
Good use of a quarter, though, right?
Yeah.
Call
it. All right, tune in next time.
Later. Bye-bye.